It's here and now. All three Nobel Prizes for Science were awarded this week. Yesterday's for chemistry went to three scientists who shared it for their work on developing a new kind of microscope that can see much smaller details than any traditional one. Every year before the Nobels are given out, scientists and journalists love to speculate about who will be the winners, and they are almost always wrong. Why is that? NPR science correspondent Joe Palca has some thoughts. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. So start by telling us who exactly decides the winners.
Well, there are actually different organizations for different prizes. For example, the medicine or health, medical and physiology, or physiology, is the Karolinska Institute. But the other two, chemistry and physics, are the Royal Swedish Academy. And the process, I mean, they give you dates of when things happen. And obviously, we know that the final decision is in October. But the process is opaque. Mm-hmm. I mean, you cannot tell who's nominated, what the finalists are, nothing until they make that final call. And the amazing thing is that the final call, they tell me, is made that morning.
What?
So they actually don't decide until that morning, and then they pick up the phone and call the winner.
But that's amazing, because if you were to go to the website, you see press releases, background papers, you'd know so much about them. So how can that be?
Well, you know, that was my question. And I said, you know, somebody's got to know something, and they can't be like – and they said to me – I actually was talking to one of the Karolinska Institute selection committee members, and he said – there have been years where, yes, they have a finalist, but sometimes there's more than one. And so they prepare two or maybe even three complete sets of press releases, and one or more of them never see the light of day. So it's a pretty amazing thing.
Well, and why then is it so hard to predict? We follow science breakthroughs, so why is it so hard?
Well, as I said, the process is opaque. And the other thing is there's a quality to it that, you know, you just can't have a rational answer. I don't know if you've ever sat on a prize judging committee, but they're very idiosyncratic. You know, they usually agree on somebody, but the way they get to that person is often very odd and confusing. And the funny thing is, you know, there are all sorts of people who have tried all sorts of rational methods to figure out who's going to win. For example, there's a company called Thomson Reuters, which maintains this enormous database, and they basically can tell you which papers are cited by which scientists how often. So they go through the database and they say, okay, if you've been, you know, you've got a paper and it's been cited by lots and lots of people, that means it's an important paper, everybody's talking about it, that's got to be the way to pick. So they each year they come out with the winners. And I can tell you for a fact that this year they didn't correctly select anybody. And before I get criticized by them, will say that they did say Shuji Nakamura would win some other year. So they got him right, but that was one out of nine for this.
And Shuji Nakamura shared the prize for physics with Isamu Akasaki and Hiroshi Amano. But
very nice.
There must have been, thank you, there must have been times, though, when everyone agreed that someone was the winner.
Well, you know, you remember all the furor about the Higgs boson, and did we find the Higgs particle, and is it the Higgs particle, and is this explained mass, and is this the God particle? Well, you know, people were pretty darn sure that Peter Higgs would win the Nobel Prize. But if you have time, I have a little story I can tell
you.
So about 22 years ago now, I met this woman who was in graduate school with my wife, and we went on a bike trip, and she's a scientist named Carol Greider. And I was asking people about her, and everybody said, oh, Carol, she's a really great scientist. Carol Greider's going to win the Nobel Prize someday. Well, this was the early 1990s, and she had done something really interesting. She discovered a molecule that explains why chromosomes don't get shorter every time they divide, which I won't go into now.
Please.
But anyway, they said she's going to win the Nobel Prize, and in 2009, she did.
There you go.
And it was amazing that, you know, that there was some quality that these Nobel Prize people possess. And it may be that they don't win the particular year that you're predicting, but oftentimes people win and it's not such a big surprise.
Joe Palca, NPR science correspondent. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.